Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy.
Well, folks, this is Ron Clayton, the president of the Hope Collection. You called in today. You've logged on to the show, Optimize My Life, sponsored by the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. We are both nonprofits, 501c3 organizations. Golden Rule Society is over 50 years old, and we have the privilege today to have the founder and the executive director of the Golden Rule Society and the founder also of the Kindness Campaign. And who you were listening to on that song right there was the princess. And her name is Ariana Stanley. She is this wonderful 8-year-old girl out in Minnesota. Her mom's Mary Stanley will be on the show here momentarily also. And I said, my name's Ron Clayton, the president of the Hope Collection. We want to welcome you. We serve hope for lunch. And our organization is all about helping others, helping them to help others. Really what this is we're an organization intensely working to spread and lift people up. And we have the tools to do it, folks. And we are really happy you've joined us. I am going to introduce right now my friend and my dear friend, and he and his wife have become such special people in my wife, our lives, and the lives of many, many people around the world. And, you know, we start the show each week with a salute, and our prayers go out to those people who have hurts and have situations in life. And we're here to help you and have connections. That's our purpose for existence. So good morning, Len Kane. How are you this morning, Captain Len?
Oh, we're fine, just happy and eager and anxious and humbled to be part of the program there, my friend, Mr. Ron Clayton. What a partner he is, ladies and gentlemen. He has been serving everybody and their brother, so to speak, for so many years, making it a better world. And we are partners in a program and our Golden Rule Society charity, more than 50 years. And we're all non-paid volunteers helping to make it a better world. And that's why we're here, to serve. And I'm that's always fun, enjoyable, because, ladies and gentlemen, first thing I always like to say is, welcome to the show. Now watch my lips. And, of course, everybody laughs because that's kind of silly. But what I did was get your attention. And the point I want to make is, we're not selling anything. The point is that we are here to serve, and we're happy to have you on board. And what you need to do is have a pencil and a paper handy, because we have some gifts for you that are going to help make a better world for you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. And that's what the Golden Rule Society has been doing for all these years. So do that and be ready, because we have so many things to do for you and with you. And as part of the Golden Rule Society's worldwide kindness campaign, very simple. It says with kindness and love and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And they say it's living the good Lord's, one of his best commandments, where he simply says, share the love that I give you with others. And that's a very simple, very powerful. He gives us love. All we need to do is share. Help make it a better world. And that's what we've been doing for more than 50 years. And ladies and gentlemen, again, you can take a moment or two from your listening and call your family, friends, neighbors, whoever, and tell them, listen to the show, because they should hear what is going on and what they can do to make it a better life for themselves, for their family, and their children. And that's what we do with every week, because the ideas and the good growth potential is here, because we have so many gifts for you. And I'll just tease you with just one to get started, and that is you visit the Golden Rule Society website, and you all know how that goes, www.goldenrulesociety.org. No spaces, Golden Rule Society, one word, .org, means we're charitable, nonprofit, tax exempt, all that. Founded here in California, and nationwide and worldwide. So what you ought to do is, and again, come on board and visit the website, and you'll see all the gifts that are available to you. I'll give you one example, and then I'll go have a sip of my coffee. One of them is the discounts on travel. Savings up to 85% of the time. The example I like to use is a friend of mine in San Diego. He had to go on a business trip from San Diego to New York City and back. And they said, oh, that'll be $1,000. I'm speaking round numbers now. And he says, well, I'm with the Golden Rule Society and their travel program. Oh, okay. Yes, $500. On one trip, he saved $500. And it's free. No strings attached. And you can share it again and again with everybody, your family, friends, and neighbors. I keep saying it. But you can use it as often as you can. And people now, some businesses, they say, why even bother calling the airline directly when you can go through the Golden Rule Society and the travel program? You said 85% of the time you're going to get a discount. Don't expect a discount on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or any of that sort of stuff. Because if they fill up the seats, they don't need to give discounts. But Ron, I'm just happy and honored to be with you. I hope that other people are coming and listening to the show, because it's one of the weekly, daily, great shows. But I just do the show on Fridays, and that's what it's all about. Having fun, knowing that you're making it a better world. So back over to you, Ron, and I'll take my sip of coffee. God bless. And we're here to help.
Well, thank you, Len. And I have some great news. We have great news to share every day, but today we have some particular great news. I'm really excited, Len. You know, as you founded, and I know you'll probably share how you got started, the kindness campaign, it has gone viral around the United States. In fact, in January, Mary, I'm stealing some funding from Mary Stanley this morning, but in January, there's actually proclaimed the Day of Kindness. We'll have a special show. I believe it's a Monday. I'm not sure exactly. Mary will explain the details of that. But there's a Kindness Day coming up, and the fact that we have a program, we have an outline for the Kindness campaign, how to participate. It's free. There's no contract. There's nothing that's going to make you do anything other. Well, the idea is to be kind and demonstrate that. Well, now, because of Mary Stanley, who is one of our board members of the whole collection, as is Len Kane, her daughter, I call her the princess, guys, Ariana, came home from school and said, why can't we have a kindness club? And so Mary and her daughter created the Kindness Club for kids. And we have a whole packet right now. We have a whole packet which you, anybody on this call, anybody that's listening in who calls in from different platforms, we're on many, many platforms today that reach our show either live or in the archive. And you can get that packet and bring it to your school and have them institute the program in their school. We want to know about it, you know, because we want to know who's following the idea. And, we get new ideas all the time, and things just keep getting better and better. But, Mary, I'd like you just tell everybody a little bit about what's in that packet. So that if you want one of these packets to give to your school, to take to your school, and have a, and you're talking about elementary schools,
you can have the children get involved in Kindness Campaign Club. Mary, why don't you go ahead and just take a moment and share that.
All right. So this packet that I'm working on putting together still needs a little bit of fine-tuning, but it is different acts of kindness explained, so it's easier to talk to kids, explain what they are. And coming up this weekend along with this packet is going to be different coloring pages and a program that you can sign up or download to create your own book for kids to be able to write different acts of kindness and draw pictures.
That's phenomenal. That's just great. So we're proactive. It's not just the idea, well, we got a club, which is great. And Ariana, that's by the way, if you were on the show at the beginning, she's the gal that has our theme. She sings the song. She says, I love you and I love help. She loves the help and she loves the golden rule and the whole collection. And she is, I'm telling you guys, gals, she's our princess. Her mom just told me that she's a diva. Well, if you're 9 years old and you got your own princess castle and you got, you know, your Barbie doll and Ken and you're in charge of all those things, and she is, believe me, then you are a diva, no question. And we just love her to life. So thank you, Mary. Thanks so much for all your energies and efforts. And I hope this is Friday, first week, ending the first week of the new year. Please, if you have any interest and you're sincere about helping us bring the kindness campaign to your school, in your neighborhood, in your community, or any connection that you would have to get into schools, we'll... Mary or myself or Len Kane will be glad to speak to you how you can get this program. By the way, it's not something that's some deep curriculum that's going to take the teacher's time away. When it doesn't, it's common sense. It's real common sense. But it gets the focus is to get the kids talking about and doing kind things. And if they're doing kind things, guys, they don't have time to be bullies. They don't have time to create problems because the idea becomes, in the classroom, in that community of kids, it becomes the idea, how can we, it's a competition to become, who, really, it's who can do more kind things than another. That's what it does, guys. Can you imagine kids, schools all over the country, kids participating and being kind? Wow. I'll tell you what, that excites me, and we're so proud to be able to have Mary and Ariana, the princess, all involved to help you guys help make this a better world. And we do it together.
You know, Ron,
go ahead, man.
Monday's show, the start of the new year, is called Hometown Heroes, and we talk about the Kindness Club, and we talk and highlight individuals who do acts of kindness.
Well, thank you for making that announcement. That was timing. Perfect.
I got another quiz note. I got another quiz note for you too, Ron.
All right.
Not only are they unsung heroes, there's some hidden out in everybody's neighborhood, in everybody's community. And if the truth was really told, there's probably one hidden out inside of everybody's family, people that do stuff what we call behind the scenes. But I just want to enlighten everybody with a little quick cliff note about what it is we're doing really good. First of all, Joel Griffin, our visionary founder of this company, looked into the future and said, hope is the great-great-grandfather / mother nature for something that we call faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but if we have nothing to hope for, we have nothing to even activate that little mustard seed faith that we're supposed to be having. But everybody is very aware. My grandmama says, baby, he made everything simple. Two sides to everything. Right, wrong, good, bad, up, down, front, back, and there's a never-ending battle going on right now in front of our eyes of good versus evil. Good versus evil. And for some reason, you guys, and I'll tell you what the reason is, the headlines are talking about bullying. They get it in your head. They put it on the radio. They put it in the TV. And now we're witnessing it happening to our own children while we stand idle by and do absolutely nothing. Last report, Ron, and I'll turn it back over to you. One of my mentors, I'm here in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. King says, and I quote, "I've been around the world more than one time, and I'll probably go back again. I've seen all different types of evil, cults, gangs." But he says, "Now, I live in the Bible Belt, where we call ourselves Christians." He says, "I've seen all different types of evil, but my question mark flies up in the air and says, when are the good people going to show up? We know we've been talking about the bullies, but when is kindness going to enter onto the scene?" It's little bitty things that make a big difference. They said we're going to use the children, to confound the wise. So Mary's 8-year-old daughter had to step in the midst of all of us people that say we're older and wiser and say, "I have an idea. Why don't we not just share stories, but create a club? Because if you start bullying my girlfriend, Mary, Houston, we got a problem. Because I got Top Gun, Lynn Kane. We might have to drop a bomb on you. We're not going to let you bully her. Why? Ron Clayton is 6'4", and he's my mentor. And when he hugs me, my head comes underneath his armpit. So if you mess with Mary, we call ourselves super friends. Last part, Ron, we're super friendly. We're super kind. But we work together to help bless humankind. We've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we allow every single body to come in and love their very best. And with our kindness campaign, what's going to show up on the headlines is we're doing extraordinary things on ordinary days. Because we have no hidden agenda, we have no hidden motive on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, you, and you. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Ron Clayton, our new founding president who has been handed the torch to help the Hope Foundation stay up alive and well and running. We're broadcasting about 78 different countries in 40-plus languages, and Mary is just now connected to every face on social media. So back over to you, Ron Clayton, because we're getting ready to start a kindness revolution.
Well, we've already started, country boy. I'd like to introduce you, everyone who may be here on the first time, or maybe you've not been on the show in a long time. That gentleman, Brian from Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, you'll hear the name Country Boy, and he is a country boy. But more importantly, he is a man of faith, a man who has walked the walk. He's got, I don't know how many degrees. This guy is so educated, he can run a college. He's qualified. He's qualified, and what he's done is he's committed his life and his family and his wife. They serve the community. They have programs after programs after programs that they've been involved in, not just once. Or he's not just got his name on a piece of paper, you know, like a letterhead. There's a lot of people that join foundations and programs, and maybe they write a check or something like that. Country Boy has been a man of example and action. Yeah, Action Jackson, we could call him that too. But I'll just give you a little idea, perception of a little bit of what and why we say Country Boy. When he speaks, we all listen, because he has in his heart, number one, the love of the Lord. He's directed that way. That's his foundation. But he got involved with a program that helps kids. Everybody knows that there's orphanages all over the world and all over the country. Well, do you know kids, when they reach a certain age, they're done. They're turned out of orphanages. They have only a time span that if they don't get adopted, they're turned out in the streets, literally, folks. Well, then where do they go? Well, Country Boy and his wife and his people and his businesses and organizations founded a program that takes these children and gives them hope and gives them programs to help them get into something that allows them to grow and turn into meaningful youth, because they have their youth. Instead of it being stolen and lost and wasted. Rather than help these children, give them that place to go, get started and going further when they've aged out of an orphanage program. So, guys, what better way is there of caring than doing that? So he speaks with authority when he shares some of the stuff that he does. So when you hear him on the phone on any given show, because Country Boy is involved in many areas of the Hope Collection, so he's on the Hope Collection calls or Mary's program for helping. Mary's a certified life coach, and also she's a certified counselor in the area of autistic children, helping them and people that have challenges. And she is, has such insight. By the way, she's a former Army, I'll call her an Army commander, commando. She acts like, in this world, she's still a commando in our eyes. And she is a woman of action. She's a woman of passion. And so, as I refer to her, also, many of the people that I'm talking about, and there's more that I could just start talking about, we never have time to come back to what this day today is about, is honoring the gentleman you heard early, Captain Len Kane. Well, you know, this will be the Golden Rule Society. What is that? Well, I'll tell you. He'll tell you, but I want to tell you. That is an organization that for 50 years has been serving families, children, schools, churches, to help them do more of what they do good. And in doing that, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, they're the ones that award this. You know, only a few people a year get a Nobel Peace Prize. And so there's only been a few of them over the century. There's only been a few of them. He's been nominated 5 times to receive that award. Folks, this is a man of stature. When he was young, he joined the Navy when he was young. And he became a fighter pilot, a decorated war hero. He became a gentleman, a leader of a squadron. So he flew jets at supersonic speed. He flew them in formation. You know, like you ever seen a Blue Angels? Well, he had the chance to go in that route and become that, but he wanted to be an instructor. So he, rather than getting into the 10, I think there's like 10 Blue Angel pilots at any given time that do the shows. But Len became an instructor at Miramar, and you've all heard of Miramar because you went and saw the movie Top Gun. Well, guys, when you hear and you have the, today or any time, you can talk and meet and speak with Len Kane, Captain Len Kane. He's the original Maverick. He's the original Top Gun, guys, awarded that on the East Coast, West Coast. He was in the Top Gun, top flight pilot in the United States Navy. Now you get a chance any time when you join us in the show, folks, you get connected with this hero. You know, he was recognized by an organization called Intiva Health. That organization was rated last year as the number one company, organization that supports the medical industry. By their peers, they were voted number one. What that means is that they were the best of the best of the best. And their people and their programs actually helped develop. One thing that Intiva did was they were the one that organized the communications process so that the doctors and research firms and hospitals and scientists could create a vaccine in record 9 months. You know, I'll give you something to compare to. It took Jonas Salk 9 years to get the polio vaccine approved. Well, Intiva Health, with their help, all these people that have, no one's taken total for their individual because it was a group compilation, but the founders of the COVID vaccine, they really saved millions and millions and millions of lives. I'm not saying there weren't problems, but that's not the point. The point is the millions and millions of lives that were saved because of Intiva Health. Well, Len Kane is on the board of that company. He's helped steer that company in its existence, and it's really a top flight of company. They have lots of programs, and I've been a personal beneficiary of that company. And so I can just brag on that all day long, but then I'd take up the rest of the show, and that wouldn't be fair. Folks, I just want you to know, as we're here today celebrating the life and the involvement of our friend, Len Kane, Captain Len, I just want you to know, it's such a privilege. It's such an honor. And I can't put him on a high enough pedestal. We're always telling him, he's always saying, I want to get off my horse. My horse. No, we're putting you back up there, Len. You are the white knight. Good afternoon, sir.
God bless you, Mr. Ron Clayton. And thank you, because ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ron Clayton has been helping to make it a better world for people for so many years, and it's just a pleasure to be associated and be a partner with him in the Hope Collection, founded by Mr. Dr. Joel Gripping, a PhD in mathematics. The guy was brilliant, and he was a senior advisor to three of our presidents of the United States. And small world that it is, I'm a coal miner's kid from up in northeastern Pennsylvania. And Mr. Ron Clayton is a partner of Mr. Joel Gripping, Dr. Gripping, who was a classmate of the guy that was my high school football coach back in high school. By golly, then that was makes it a small world. I didn't get to meet Joel Gripping for many, many years after that. But what a wonderful man. Wonderful. Good, tall, smile on his face, pleasant journey, all those good things. And sadly, he died from cancer last year, and we miss him so. But we carry on the program and the progress that he has done. And we said, you got the cure to cancer in 9 months. Not cancer, but the cure to COVID in 9 months, where it took 9 years to get the cure for the other But anyway, that's what's going on with Intiva Health. And it's an acronym, Informational Technology. And Mr. Ron was a partner with Alexander Candelario, who founded the Intiva Health program. He was a wounded Marine in combat, and he was medically discharged. He was back to school in Texas and was just doing very well. Technology-wise, a brilliant man. And because of him, we have Intiva Health. And again, and he put it together. And 2 years ago, as Ron mentioned, he was selected the number one organization in the world, not in just the States, but in the entire world, supporting the medical industry. And you know what? It's free. And I gave you the information about our website, www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G, all free. And you can go there and click on Intiva Health. And I always give this a little example. Let's say that you have a little glitch in your get-along. You've got a hurt somewhere in your body. And you talk to your doctor, and he says, gee whiz, I'm not sure about this. I don't know what to tell you. So people, what they've done, they go over to the Intiva Health site. It's all free. And the nice part about it, it's synergistic. Doctors, nurses, and scientists, they can just get there, and they work together. They don't compete with one another. The idea is, hey, let's get together. Because one guy says, I've got the cure to cancer. I've got it. Hey, he was all excited. And that the rest of the organization said, Mr. Jones, Dr. Smith, don't waste your time. That's been tried, and it just doesn't work. Oh, it doesn't? No. So don't waste your time. But come in with the organization, and we're working on that. And we've gone beyond it. And you say, well, that's not kind of nice. Why waste time on something that doesn't work? But that's why Intiva Health is such good. And you can go there and tell people that you've got your glitch in the get-along, and a pops up. Oh, here's what people have been doing to take away the pain or the problem with what you're having. Oh, and you don't have to pay for it. But isn't it nice to know that the brilliant people who are there working with Intiva Health to make it a better world are available, and they share. And that's what we want to hear, because one of these days we're going to have a full 100% cure for cancer and many, many other problems with the body, our bodies. And that's the nice part about it. Intiva Health. And I'm very much, I'm a partner in the organization. I'm an advisor to the organization. And somebody's got the thing. If you would put your phone on the mute mode, because the noise kind of blocks out the listeners. And that's not fair. So let's be kind to one another. So here we go. That's what it's all about. We're here to serve, and the kindness. And I like to tell the story because everybody asks about it. When did you get wrapped around the axle with this kindness thing? And I told them that when I finished high school, 2 days later I was off to go into the Navy, Navy boot camp. And I was packing up, and my mother looked at me and she said, "Len, now wherever you go and whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind." Those two words are in my mind, in my heart, in my soul. And I just try to do that wherever I go, whatever I do. Try to be kind to one another. The courtesy of a smile. Hold the door open. There are many, many things beyond that that you can do on a day-to-day basis. But those of who people who are kind get repaid back by the dozens. That's the nice part about it. You're kind to somebody, next thing you know, people are being nice to you. And that's what we're here. We're here to serve. I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. That's the nice part about it. Oh, I could go on, and I will, to tell you about the other things, which I told you about how to go to Intiva when you get on the... And I told you about the travel. Be a smart traveler. With the savings up to 85% of the time on land, sea, and air. You want to go on a truck? I mean, you're going to go on a bus or a train? Why not? Get a discount while you're doing that. And by sea, you get people go on these cruise ships, and they get discounts. Wow, why not? And flying airplanes, you can get the discounts up in the air. Wonderful stuff. And you want to take advantage of the opportunities. And here's another one for you, and it was put together by Mr. Joel Griffin. It's called Hope for You. Now, Mr. Ron Clayton is in charge of the program because Dr. Joel Griffin has been called to heaven. And then he's invited me to be a partner with him, and I'm happy to do that because Mr. Ron Clayton is one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. And he gets twice as much money as I get. And two times nothing is still nothing. But we're all non-paid volunteers. As you heard Mr. Brad Dorsey giving some wonderful, wonderful words, he's also a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society charity. And we got a number of people just like them, giving of their time and their talent. And that's why we're here, to serve. So it goes on. Can you go to the website, goldenrulesociety.org, and you can share that with everybody because it benefits everybody. And we've been going on that because on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2021, we kicked off and launched the International Kindness Campaign. And we just keep improving it and make it more better all the time. And that's the fun of it. Just making it nicer for other people to enjoy the life that they're given on this earth. So that's the three of them that I've opened. And the Hope for You, I told you about that. And here's another one on the website. Success for You. Now, this is for children of all ages. It's educational, motivational, inspirational, character building for children. As again, I say, of all ages. So it doesn't matter how old you are or how long you've been around. You can take advantage of the training. Because if you listen and follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. Why not? Give it a shot. So, because no sense of making the mistakes that have already been made. You learn from them, and that's why they're successful, and they're sharing it with you. So it goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen, and again, I welcome to the show, and do, in fact, share the information with your family, your friends, your church, your charity, whoever, because to share is the giving of the nicest gifts that we can give. And again, I'm not selling anything. Take advantage and make it a better world for yourself and your family. And you'll really enjoy it, I guarantee you. So, Ron, I'm going to have a sip of coffee again and turn it back over to you and hear more good words from you and others. Back over to you, sir. I'm standing by.
Thank you, Len. We've since we opened the show today, we've been talking about, obviously, Hope and the Golden Rule Society and the Kindness Campaign and the Kindness Campaign Club. There are other programs and projects that the Hope Collection is involved in. And I'd like you to know, I'd like to ask you, if you're listening in, if you called into the show, you already probably are a member of the Hope Collection or Golden Rule Society. You've already registered. If you have not, or if you're an older member that's with us for a long time, I would ask that you go back to the website, thehopecollection.com, and there it says register. And we're creating our new database so we can communicate with you with newsletters and up-to-date and programs and offers and opportunities. So if you'll do that, we'll have you registered in the new program that we've created to be able to communicate more and be more effective at making the difference in this world. So I'd ask you to do that. If you're new listening in from any of these platforms that you pick up, the Hope Collection, Golden Rule Society, please register so we can join you. I'm sitting here right now. I have in front of me a script I'm actually going to send you. Every single person who registers, not because I'm so great, but I want to welcome you to our organizations and open some ideas for you to take advantage of more things to help more people. Remember, Joel's vision was to make a difference in this world. His thoughts were to help educate people and to help include them. You know what? What this overall does, it creates what I call generational prosperity. We need to lift people up. We've got to break the cycle. And there's poverty in economics. There's poverty in life. There's poverty in socialization. There's poverty in all many areas. And we can make a difference to improve things. And I believe that's part of our cause. It's part of our purpose. And I believe it is because that's what I live for. But I hope that you'll want to join us and be part of the Army. And we've been operating. This show's been operating for more than 10 years. It's an archive. There's over 1,800 shows that we've done. And we're going to continue. And now you can help us to continue going forward. And at this time of year, it's always, you know, it begins the new year. We will tell people if you can, you actually can help donate and help organization grow. If you use Amazon, you can use Amazon Smile. And all that does, you just decide. That's a decision. When you go to Amazon, you ask for Amazon Smile. And it will turn around and you go to that and you can make the Hope Collection or Golden Rule Society your charity of choice. And you can designate, what happens is Amazon will dedicate a portion of whatever you ever buy and won't come out of the price of what you do and won't hurt, you know, the organizations. But what we'll do is send a small stream of income on each purchase that you do to these organizations. And, of course, we have costs to run the show and run some of the videos and the newsletters and the programs we're doing. You can help us. And feel free. It's not going to cost you anything. You don't have to do anything. Amazon Smile and Amazon, the same organization, all it does is they are willing to dedicate a portion of what you do in business. They will dedicate and return a little stream of money to the Hope Collection Golden Rule Society. So I say thank you in advance. If you want to know more, call any one of us at the board or the Organization of Hope, or go on the Hope Collection and leave a message. We'll look forward to talking to you more about that. Is there anybody else that has a thought and you'd like to open up the mic this afternoon? I'll tell you what, there's more people on the show today, and we had more. So twice as many people are on the show, and some of them have to leave on their lunch hours and things like that. But we've got a pile of people on the show. There's even some phone numbers that I don't recognize, and I have a dashboard so I can see on a day-to-day basis, or whoever the host is, can know that who we're talking to. But in this case, if I don't know your phone number, I don't know who I'm talking to or listening to. Would you like to say hi? Or is there something, any question you might have? Go ahead, I'll shut up.
Ron, those are probably some of my super friends that might be in a position to where they can't speak. But you, as you well know, Country Boy always has plenty of things to say because there are power in words, and I don't just speak words, I live the word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. When Lynn was speaking, I was just thinking, wow, this man is the top gun, but the part that y'all didn't hear is last year he won International Humanitarian Man of the Year. Then I start thinking, well, wow, I got two other veteran friends listening in, and they were in different branches of the service. Mary, who y'all just heard Ron speak so wonderfully, one of my best friends on the planet, and I never had the privilege of meeting her. She was in the service. But, you know, regardless on what branch of service they were in, their heart says, we come to protect. Did y'all hear that word? Protect and, oh, that means addition to, protect and serve. Now, crazy part about it, Lynn came out and he says, my mom says, when you go out there to protect and serve and fight, just be kind. Then I heard Ron says, because I was partnered with Joel, he mentored with me 20 years before I had the privilege of meeting. His mother was named Hope. So what happens in this generational curse that we're breaking here, he took and named the organization after his mom. And then we came up with a little something called Hope for You. So Lynn was talking about kindness. Here Joel Griffin is talking about hope. And then Ron Clayton and Mary has the audacity to talk about blessing. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. Then Country Boy comes on and says his grandmama taught him a different lesson. She told me the first lesson, baby, is a blessing to be a blessing. She told me if everybody could bless themselves, then we wouldn't need each other. We wouldn't need each other. Just wave a wand over yourself and just be fine. But then you hear Ron Clayton say, Joel Griffin, while I'm doing Hope for You, he says, we're going to help people, help people, help people, help people so that they can help other people. Is that not a blessing to be a blessing? Shakespeare just didn't write it and hand it to Hamlet as a sonnet and say, to be or not to be. We have no hidden agendas. We're to be a blessing. But what I want you to know, in case you didn't know, that every single man, woman, boy, and girl is coming together to help make for a better world. Each one of you are uniquely, uniquely, uniquely designed and crafted. Yeah, you're one of a kind. Down here in the South, we say ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. Oh, I forgot to tell you. You're a personal representative of the divine creator who created you. You are a personal representative of the Almighty on high. So in closing, we're not trying to shut nobody down. You heard me say super friends, and we're taking the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we're allowing every single person to love their very best. Oh, I forgot to tell you. He says, I am. I am love, and here's the last part, Ron Clayton. It says, we want to practice. We're raising the children up. We tell them practice makes perfect. No, it doesn't. There's only one perfected one who walked the path. Practice only means you get better and better. So here's what I want you to practice. Practice doing unto others. Before they do unto you, because when you give some love, yeah, some love, some hope, and some kindness away, eventually it comes right back to you. Back to you, Ron Clayton.
Wonderful. Anyway, I'll jump in for just a bit. It's Len Cain again. And what just popped into my mind, because people ask me, say, Len, what did you triggered you to get into this business of being charitable and being kind? And I said, well, it's a very thought that I think the good Lord just put it in my mind, in my soul, in my heart. And I said, here it is, the philosophy. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. What a way to live. And you ought to give it a try. Because what is great for you is great for others. And it comes back and by many, many numbers higher than what you give. But
yeah. Ron, that's just a great,
Ron, I'll turn it back over to you, sir, and keep it going.
Well, okay, I'll do that. Hey, guys, I want to share something to you. As everyone in the country knows, this past week, a young man who has a trail in his life of being a kind person, who as a youth was someone who's a youngster, teenager in his community, was a person like any one of us in the Hope Collection of Golden Rule Society. And Darren is a football player. He's an all-star. And Monday night, he almost died. And yet, in that action of his being treated, someone being kind, someone who their profession was being able to do CPR and medical emergency work, some people got together instantly and went to work. And by their actions, the doctors have already, everybody's proclaimed it, they saved his life. Now, here's the story, guys. Monday night, and since last Monday night, the whole country of the United States of America and around the world, but the United States, has been on its knees praying for the return and restoration of the health of this young man. The spin-offs, these are proofs that God is still working today, and he's alive and well. And when we unify ourselves, we put anything that's petty aside. We don't care where you're from, who you are, you're a child of God. And when you honor him, God, and you give him the glory, he delivers. And to this morning, today, guys, I can announce that this young man, this football player, Buffalo Bill, spoke this morning. Folks, last Monday night, they could have called him clinically dead. His heart stopped. Twice. Not once, twice that we know of. And the doctors yesterday said that he is neurologically intact. That's after having his heart stopped twice. Do you know how rare that is? But here's what's rare also. Millions of people got on their knees and have been on their knees praying for someone and then giving God the glory and the credit that he can fix it. Folks, don't ever let you hear anybody, or don't you let anybody say that you can't count on a prayer to God, that he does answer prayer even today. Right now, we have this glorious mercy that can be bestowed upon anybody at any time. All we have to do is acknowledge God's the one who created it all. And in doing so, and I'm telling you, from football player to coaches to people, the television, news anchors, sports desk guys, You never heard them mention the word God at all. But you know what? That night when they were praying for death, everybody was praying to God and saying, please, Lord, restore this young man. But they all prayed for the outcome that today this young man's speaking. He's speaking, guys. The first thing he wrote out, they did, is that when he asked God for, they got him a piece of paper, and he wrote out before he could speak. By the way, they had an air tube down there. He had on a ventilator, so he had a tube down his throat, so he couldn't speak. But he wrote, hey, did we win? Do you know what's special about this young man, number three? He spoke in his heart. He had the drive to understand. He had a purpose, and he's living his life, and now God has extended his life. Continue to do that, and now we are going to be blessed. We're all blessed because of it. And I think the unity, what has happened to this circumstance, right now, you talk about going viral. It's on the conversation, and I don't care if you're a house, you know, these TV shows that do repair houses. Doesn't matter what show it is. Every single show, television, radio, whatnot, online, they all referring to the miracle of God's work in this young man's life. And I'll tell you what,
Ron,
guys.
Ron, if I could just interject.
Go ahead. Pastor Blake.
No, I was just going to say, well, first of all, this is Dale to everyone. And the Buffalo Bills player that you are speaking of, his name is Damar Hamlin. And everything you said, you are absolutely correct. And I'm so glad that you acknowledge that the world saw, the world prayed and has been praying. And it was no longer about football, but asking God to protect Damar and his family and to give them strength. And God got everyone's attention, whether you were watching that football game or not. For the entire week, we are all been made aware of the power of God, or been reminded of the power of God. And so I just wanted to express that, and I apologize for interrupting, but I just felt so compelled that we mentioned his full name. And again, you know, the Buffalo Bills player we're talking about, his name is Damar Hamlin, as well as the power of God that you are speaking of.
I got to speak one more time, Ron.
Go right ahead. We don't interrupt. We just have stuff to share, guys. So go ahead.
Well, okay. Listen again. It was a kind of crazy thing. Grandmama says, baby, he may not come when you want him, but he's always right on time. But what they forgot to tell you is we serve an omnipotent God. He was already there. He just wanted his people to call for his name, about his glory. It ain't about no football game. It's about his glory. If the people will call by my name, I will come back and heal their coronavirus. If the people, now, I'm not going to bring up no bad memories, but I got about 30 seconds left in this talk before I preach y'all a sermon. Back when 9 hit hard, he says, today at noon. Well, guess what? I'm in Atlanta. It's noon here, but Lynn Gaines in California. Not noon there. He says, but today at noon, I want everybody. He didn't ask you if you was a Protestant or a pimp or a Catholic or a Baptist. He says, I want everybody to take a moment of silence. They didn't tell you had to pledge your to the flag. They didn't tell you had to speak in tongues. They said, I want everybody to take a moment of silence and pray. If the people will call by my name, he's not dead. He's still living. He just want everybody to wake up and recognize. Back to you, Ron.
Well, I believe that has been proven this week, country. This is what happened this week. The unity. The word unity, people throw that word around, and they all they're doing is talk. This week, the action of God's people happened. Exactly what you just said, country boy. We took a moment. We stopped. And the most important thought was, not football, not the power of all the powers that exist in this world, but God was able to be, the attention of the world was on God, guys. And guess, look what he did for us. Do you realize the blessings that have been given to us, to the Hamlin family? Well, Dale, you're calling in today. That just demonstrates over and over and over again that if we trust him and we're willing to do it more often on more things, what more can we accomplish? How much better can this world be, guys? And that's my message as we close up the show today, that we can and we do make a difference. So thank you for being here. Thanks for participating. If you haven't registered, please do, because we want to communicate back with you. I'm going to send you a message, personal message. It's going to be a blanket. I have to make it to everybody, but I want you to know it's coming from my heart, and you'll be getting it real quick. So thanks, guys. Watch your email. Have a great day, and God bless. Thank you, everyone who was on the call today. Have a blessed weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Have a blessed
day,
everyone.
For now.
Take care.
God bless everybody.